Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. Fishing from a kayak has become increasingly popular around the Cape and Islands. Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water, who is an avid kayak fisherman, joins us right now. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So begin by talking about the kayaks that you go out in. These are maybe not the same kind of kayaks that people go out into a pond or a lake.
Right. So a lot of people think of kayaks and they think of the kind that you'd go out in a river or a freshwater pond or maybe even an ocean kayak where it's like a shell and you're kind of sitting inside of it. Those are great. They go fast. They're a lot of fun. But when you're in a fishing kayak, you're looking for something that has some more stability, and that's a sit-on-top kayak. So instead of being inside the shell of a kayak, it's kind of like a solid, almost like a surfboard. You're sitting on top of it, and it has sort of a bubble of air on the inside. It's not going to sink. It's much safer, and it's a great platform to fish from.
A lot of the kayaks that I see people fishing from now have pedals.
Right. So much like a bicycle, you have pedals in front of you, and that usually turns some sort of propeller or flippers under the water. That's become really popular with fishermen because it keeps your hands free. And so that means you can pedal around, you can cover a lot of water, and your hand is on your fishing rod so you can fish while you're moving. You don't have to put down the paddle and pick up the rod.
All right. So you were telling me that you went out fishing yesterday. You brought your kayak along the top of the car. When you pulled into the spot you were going to go fishing, there were already a number of other kayaks there.
Yeah, kayak fishing's really taken off, and especially this time of year, as the beaches start to kind of empty out with tourists, it becomes a lot easier if you're a kayak fisherman to find a place to park and to launch your kayak. And the fishing's also very good. You'll see a lot of people this time of year chasing albies from a kayak. That's a lot of fun to do. They're very fast-moving fish. Kayaks let you get on the fish, and you can get on them without scaring them. And to me, for a kayak fisherman, that's one of the biggest benefits of fishing from a kayak. You can kind of sneak up on the fish, not worry about spooking them and scaring them away.
There must be another skill set that comes along with this, however. If you're trying to get a good-sized fish, a muscular fish like an albie, to your kayak and get it off the hook.
Well, we joke around a lot about fishing from a kayak that it's kind of like being on a roller coaster. Keep your head and your arms inside. As long as you're centered over the kayak, most of them are very stable. And when you get one of those big fish in close, you can kind of slide it up over the edge of the kayak. You're pretty down close to the water. And, you know, sometimes if it's, say, a bluefish with teeth and treble hooks, you got to be careful. But really, it's not as dangerous or as intimidating as it might look. And I really recommend if you have any interest in kayak fishing, try one out. You can go to a local shop that carries kayaks. Most of them allow you to do trials on the water. Get on board. I think you'd be surprised by how stable they are and how fun they are to fish from.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.